Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Wednesday, October 18, 2023. I am Amber Lane. Arriving in Tel Aviv, Biden has publicly warned terrorist groups and other nations hostile to Israel not to interfere and expand the confrontation with Hamas, a militant group the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. Biden even singled out Iran by name last week, saying he made it clear to the Iranians, be careful. Yet despite Biden's admonition, there are signs that groups in the Middle East are bracing for a broader war. In Iran, the primary backer of Hamas, leaders warned Monday that an expanded war is increasingly becoming unavoidable. And in a major setback for Biden's Middle East visit, the Jordanian government announced it canceled a summit previously scheduled Wednesday in Amman, Jordan, in which Biden was to meet with King Abdullah II, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. The cancellation came after Israel and Palestinians blamed each other Tuesday for an explosion that killed hundreds at a Gaza City hospital. The White House cited 3 days of mourning announced by Abbas following the hospital blast for postponing the summit, USA Today.
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair and in world news. After a weekend of heavy rains lashed South Africa's Western Cape, homes in flooded informal settlements with makeshift electric wiring have become the sites of multiple deaths. At least 8 people, including 4 children, died after being shocked by electricity in the region's poor townships, where many residents precariously hook their homes to existing power lines for electricity. Overwhelmed by rapid population growth and urban expansion, South Africa has around 11% of its population living in informal dwellings, according to a 2021 Statistics South Africa survey. The percentage is higher in cities including Johannesburg, 17.3%, and Cape Town, 16.6%, and has surged further since the country's strict pandemic lockdown in 2020. A prolific Colombian serial killer who confessed to murdering more than 190 children during the 1990s died Thursday in a hospital, prison authorities said. He was 66. Luis Alfredo Garavito, nicknamed the Beast, confessed to having murdered children between the ages of 8 and 16, mostly from low-income families, whom he kidnapped and abused by posing as a monk, a homeless person, or a street vendor. The cause of death was not immediately revealed, Associated Press. And now in business, science and technology news.
Thanks, Cecilia. Ryan Reynolds here. Bangkok, AP. Markets fell in Europe and Asia after China reported Wednesday that its economy grew at a 4.9% annual pace in July-September, down from 6.3% in the previous quarter. Oil prices jumped more than $1. Germany's DAX was unchanged at 15,253.87, while the CAC 40 in Paris also was virtually flat at 7,028.83. Britain's FTSE 199 fell 0.2% to 7,656.76 as the government reported that inflation held steady at 6.7% in September, as easing food and drink price rises were offset by higher fuel costs. London, AP, when Lema Sprint-Jensen was looking to replace her French-made gasoline-powered SUV with an electric car, she considered models from Volvo and Nissan. The Volvo extras she wanted would have busted her budget, while the Nissan lacked the wow factor. The Copenhagen, Denmark, resident ended up buying a compact SUV from China's BYD. "I really, really love the car," Sprint-Jensen said. For the equivalent of about $50,000, the Atto 3 SUV came with all these goodies, like a 360-degree dash cam, 2 years of free charging, and an extra set of winter tires. Her enthusiasm underscores how Chinese automakers are winning over drivers as they make major inroads into Europe's electric vehicle market, challenging long-established homegrown brands in an industry that's key to the continent's green energy transition. The competitive threat has spurred the European Union to launch an investigation into Beijing's support for its EV industry. That adds to tech-related tensions between the West and China, which is one of Europe's biggest trading partners and the world's biggest auto market. Now in crime news.
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel and in crime news. Police arrested a suspect after DNA connected him to a nearly 40-year-old cold case murder, and now he's spending decades behind bars, Maryland authorities announced. Howard Jackson Brabry, Jr., now 65, was taken into custody on the 25th of May 2021 and charged with first and second-degree murder, first and second-degree rape, and kidnapping, according to Howard County Police. On the 29th of March 1982, Lainey Lee McAdney, a mother of four, left her Columbia apartment and was walking to the grocery store. Witnesses saw McAdney abducted along a road. The 28-year-old victim's body was found in a vacant lot that same day, and investigators determined she had been stabbed to death, Washington Post. Portland, or AP, a former nurse convicted of sexually abusing women in custody at an Oregon prison, has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. Tony Klein's sentence handed down Tuesday also includes 5 years of supervised release after prison, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Oregon. He had faced a possible life sentence. A federal jury in July convicted Klein on 17 counts related to sexual assault and 4 counts of lying under oath involving 9 women. Jurors found he deprived the women of their constitutional right to not face cruel and unusual punishment while they served time at the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility south of Portland in Wilsonville. Klein resigned as Oregon State Police was investigating the assault allegations. Klein, 39, denies sexually assaulting anyone, and his lawyers have said Klein plans to appeal the sentence. He didn't testify at trial, Associated Press. Dylan, what's going on in health news?
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. Are 3D mammograms better than standard 2D imaging for catching advanced cancers? A clinical trial is recruiting thousands of volunteers, including a large number of black women who face disparities in breast cancer death rates, to try to find out. People like Carol Stovall, a psychologist in Washington, D.C., have signed up for the study to help answer the question. We all need a mammogram anyway, so why not do it with a study? Stovall said. The underrepresentation of women and minorities in studies of Alzheimer's disease, stroke, and COVID-19 exists, creating gaps. Until we get more black women into clinical trials, we can't change the science. And we need better science for black bodies, said Ricky Fairley, a breast cancer survivor and advocate who is working on the issue. Black women are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer than white women and tend to be diagnosed younger. But it's not clear whether 3D mammography is better for them, said Dr. Werta McCuskill-Stevens of the National Cancer Institute. And now in sports.
October 18th. Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tumbo with sports and weather. UK-based boxing promoter Boxer announced a deal with NBC Sports to stream its fight stateside on Peacock, beginning with Saturday's Joshua Botsidanas's light heavyweight fight in London. The announcement said select fights will air on NBC. Boxing hasn't been on NBC Sports since Ring City USA in 2021. Boxer founder Ben Shalom called it a major moment for the company that will allow audiences across the USA to watch our stars through the year in action. ESPN. After more than two years, Giovanni Reyna's goalless drought with the United States is over. The 20-year-old attacking midfielder bagged his first-ever international brace as the U.S. overwhelmed Ghana 4-0 on Tuesday at Geodis Park in Nashville. All 4 goals came in the first half, with the 3 goal scorers, Christian Pulisic, Folarin Balogun, and Reyna, exiting after 45 minutes, ESPN. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Lowe's Logic.